Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast on Blog Talk for the study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise, all the glory on today. I magnify His holy name. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for a short devotion. We're going to have a short devotion on today. God is such a good God, and He's so worthy to be praised. I'm just going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms number 80. Psalms number 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbor, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedar. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? I have just read you the first 12 verses of Psalms 80. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of His most holy word. We're going to get ready to just have a song, I guess. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I just ask you tonight, God, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to move me out of the way, God, may take over and take control. I ask you to just touch our minds on tonight, open them up, God, open our hearts up, God, that we may receive whatever it is that you have for us in this lesson on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, to just do what you do best, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Lord, we need you on tonight, God. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, bless and cover them now and their families now, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to bless this lesson. In Jesus' name, I bind up the strong man. I bind up the strong man right now from this radio broadcast and from our lives. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from this live, on this blog talk radio broadcast. And from our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, you have no power, no authority, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you now. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. The reading of the word of God.
A certain woman of the sons of prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant hears the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my son to be slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your son, then pour in it into all the vessels, set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her, and her son, she brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass that the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. And she came and told the man of God. And he said, "Go and set the oil and pay your debt and pay your son's lives on the rest." Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, the notable woman, and she pursued him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat for some food. And she said to her husband, "Now look, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed before him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand, and it will be whenever he comes, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there, and he turned in the upper room and laid there. There he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite woman. When he called her name, she stood before him, and she said to him, say now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you not speak to me on behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? She answered, I dwell among my own people. So he said, then what is it to be done for her? And Gehazi said, actually, she has no son, and her husband is old. So he cried. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this next time, this next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maid servant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elijah had told her. And the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out with his father to the reapers, and he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to the servant, carrying him to his mother, when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. Then she called to her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, why are you going to him today? It is either the new moon or the Sabbath, nor the Sabbath. And she said, it is well. Then she saddled a monk, a donkey, and said to his servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so he departed to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was, when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to his servant Gehazi, look, the Shunammite woman, please run now to meet her and say to her, it is well with you. It is well with your husband. It is well with your child. And she answered, it is well. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. So she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, deceive me? And she said to Gehazi, get yourself and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him, but lay my staff on the face of God. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So she arose and followed her. Now Gehazi went on ahead of him and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore, he went back to meet him and told him, saying, the child has not awakened. Then Elisha came into the house. There was a child laying dead on the bed. And therefore, shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and went up and laid on the child and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. He returned and walked back and forth in the house and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes, and he called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite woman." So he called her, and when she came in to him, he said, "Pick up your stuff." So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground when she picked up her son and went out. And Elisha returned to Gilgad, and there was a famine in the land. Now the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, "Put on a large pot and boil stew for the sons of the prophets." So one went out into the field to gather the herbs and a vine in the wild and gather it in a lapful of wild gourds and came and silenced them into the pot of stew. Now they did not know what they were, so they served it to the men to eat. Now it happened as they were eating the stew that they cried out and said, "Man of God, there is death in the pot." And they could not eat it. So he said, "Then bring some flour and put it in the pot and serve it. Serve it to the people that they may eat and that there was nothing harmful in the pot." And the man came from Baal Shalusha and brought the man of God of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and newly ripened grain in his calf's neck, and said, "Give it to the people that they may eat." But his maidservant said, "What shall I set this before 100 men? He said again, "Give it to the people that they may eat, for thus said the Lord, they shall eat and have some leftover." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some leftover according to the word of the Lord. Okay. Kings 5, 2 Kings 5. Now, Nehemiah, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on the Hanuman's wife. Now she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of leprosy." And Nehemiah went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel, the king of Syria said, go now and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, then this letter comes to you that I have sent Nehemiah, my servant, to you, that you may heal him of leprosy." And it happened when the king of Israel read the letter that he tore his clothes and said, "I am God, the king that make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal me of his leprosy. Therefore, please consider and see how it seeks a quarrel with me." So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes that he sent to the king saying, Why you have torn clothes? Please let him come in, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. And Nahaman said, Nahaman went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. But Nahaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I said to myself, he surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal leprosy. Are not the Abanahan and Farpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage, and his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then he says to you, wash and be clean? So you went down and dipped 7 times in the water according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him. And he said, indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant. But he said, as the Lord gives, before whom I stand, I receive nothing. But he urged him to take it out, but he refused. So Nahaman said, then if not, please let your servant be given 2 mules of loaves. A servant will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to gods, but to God. Yet in this thing, may the Lord pardon your servant. Then your master goes into the temple of Rimmon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I bow down in the temple of Rimmon. When I bow down in the temple of Rimmon, may the Lord please pardon your servant in this thing. Then he said to him, go in peace. So he departed from him a short distance. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, look, my master has spared Nahaman this Syria while not receiving from his hands what I brought. But as the Lord lives, I will run after him and flee from him. So Gehazi pursued Nahaman. When Nahaman saw him running after him, he got off from his chariot to meet him, and he said, is all well? And he said, all is well. My master has sent me, saying, indeed, just now 2 young men of the sons of the prophets have come to me from the mountains of Ephraim. Please give them a talent of silver and 2 changes of garments. So Nahaman said, please take 2 talents. He urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags and 2 changes of garments and handed them to the 2 of his servants, and they carried them on ahead of him. When he came to the citadel, they took them from their hand and stored them away in the house. Then he let the men go, and they departed. Now they went in and stood before his master. Elisha said to him, where did you go, Gehazi? And he said, your servant did not go anywhere. Then he said to him, did not my heart go with you when the man took back from his chariot to meet you? It is time to receive money and receive clothing, olive groves and vineyards, sheep, oxen, male and female servants. Therefore, the leprosy of Nahaman shall cling to you and your descendants forever. And he went out from his presence leprous, and as white as snow. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Amen. Amen. And bless the Lord. Let us answer these questions. It's a good, this is a very good lesson. Amen. Chapter 4. Why was an old widow's son being taken from her? Why was the widow's son being taken from her?
Is it verse number 1?
Yeah.
They owed a debt.
Because, And I guess the daddy died, and the debt was going to be paid. He, I guess he was going to take the boy and make them
slaves
for him.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that crazy? It's the credit creditor with the kids.
They had to work for him.
Yep. That's something.
They had to get in there and wash them dishes.
Right. Number 2, how did Elisha help the old widow?
Verse 3, he told her to gather as many vessels as she could so she could pour oil into them. And I think he was really testing her faith because it depended on how many vessels that she could gather, because those vessels were to be gathered so that she could sell them, sell the oil to pay the debt for her sons.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it was just really how much faith she had in that thing like that. Because if she didn't believe that they would find any, I mean, just as much as faith as she had, I guess they were study bringing pots. He was study bringing pots. Mm-hmm. And then she could sell some and buy oil, more oil. Okay, number 3. What did a notable woman and her husband do for Elisha?
They built him a room in their house.
13. Mm-hmm. Verse number 10, says, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. So they almost like a parsonage almost. Or our mother-in-law suite or whatever that they want to call it. Mm-hmm. Let me see. They just made a room for him in their home so he would have a comfortable place to stay each time he came to the city. Mm-hmm. All right. How did Elisha repay the woman and her husband for their kindness?
It's in verse 15 when he prophesied to her and told her about the son that was going to be born.
Mm-hmm. Okay, verse 7.
What happened to the woman's son?
He died.
He died.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Uh-huh. Why y'all think he died? What you think he died from?
She was old.
No, the son?
The little baby.
I think the mother was old.
The son was grown. The son was grown.
I wish he was
dead.
Yeah.
Huh?
I thought it was because he had been out in the field with his dad and he had heat stroke. And the daddy brought him back to the mother. And the mother, I guess she didn't tell the daddy that he had died, but I thought it was because it was too much. I don't know how old he was, but I thought it was because he was got sick out in the field with his father.
Yeah, he was in that field with his dad.
He was 18, he was grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was saying, my head. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And he was holding his head up. And he must have had a stroke or something out there in that field with his daddy. So, what's wrong? We don't. Let me see. Happened to his son?
He was so small. He was so little. Like how his mama carried him, how she sat in his
lap. Right.
I wonder if something was wrong with him before that.
That's why I said that.
Yeah, something.
You think so?
Because he was small.
He was old.
Yeah.
When she conceived him.
She could what?
You know how that is. Hold on.
Yeah, he probably had a lot of ailments.
When she conceived him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he was probably sickly. Yeah. Because it said he went out to the field where his daddy was and complained.
Hmm.
So he was sitting on the mama's lap, right?
Because the mother carried him to the bed, to the prophet's bed.
She carried him and laid him on
the
bed. He had to be small.
Right. How big could he have been? I don't know how old he was, but it seemed like he had to be a child, maybe a toddler or 3 or 4 or 5 or something.
No, but it said he was grown up. In verse 18, it said when he was grown, he had grew up.
But grew up to what?
So he had some sort of disease because she conceived him while she was so old. Mm-hmm. You know how when women or men conceive at an older age that sometimes their children may be affected, like with different diseases. And so that was my first thought. That something was wrong with her because she conceived.
What did Elijah? Wait a minute. Did we answer number 6? What did Elijah do to the woman's son?
Ooh. He brought him back to life.
He laid him.
Yeah.
I think it's verse 34.
I got 34 and 35. Yeah.
Yeah, I got 35.
Power.
He came on back to life after he put his head, his eyes, all that. He brought him on back. What did Elijah's servant gather that was harmful for the stew he was preparing? What was harmful?
The wild birds or something.
Some kind of thing.
Some kind of vine
he had put in there in that stew or soup or whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why would he do something like that?
Probably just doing something ambitious.
Right. In verse 41, how did Elisha cure the stew? How did he make the stew not be poisoned?
Put that flour
in it. Put some meal in it.
He added some meal.
Some of the Bible says
flour.
How many men did Elijah feed with the offering of the first fruit?
The first 43?
43, 100. Yeah. 100. Let's go to chapter 5. Who was Naaman? Who was he in verse 1?
The captain of the army.
He was a mighty man of valor.
Commander of the Syrian Army. In Army. What disease did Naaman have?
Leprosy.
Yeah, Naaman had leprosy.
He had leprosy.
Yep. Who told Naaman he could be healed?
The little Samaritan girl.
I think it was that woman's servant. Yeah. Naaman's wife.
What,
you know how they had them handmaids?
Okay. Yeah, like a little servant girl.
I got the king. I got the king of Israel. I'm trying to find a verse.
It's in verse 3.
Oh, verse 3.
I think for, at the bottom of verse 2, it says she waited on Naaman's wife.
Okay. Verse 3. Okay. Let me check this.
Verse 4. What did Elijah tell Naaman to do to be healed? Because she told him that Elijah can heal him. And then when he went to Elijah, Elijah went to tell him what to do. What did he tell him to do to be healed?
He said, go and wash in the Jordan seven times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Verse number 10.
What was Naaman's first reaction to this? What would have been our first reaction? Is you crazy? I ain't going out there in that water.
Getting the water seven times? That's
disgusting.
Can't hear you. Come
and touch me.
Like, right.
You ain't asking me to go in the
ocean. Think somebody going out in the middle of the ocean? I'm going to dip down. I ain't going to dip down in the swimming pool.
Wow. See, that would have been my reaction with him. He must have swim.
We'd be sitting up that white snow. Because we sure ain't going to dip down in all that water. Are we caught?
Seven times. I'm drowning.
Yeah.
Right. Cause she just was posing with snorkeling.
To some water.
Look at that water. Was like, no, I'll do it next time.
And some of the water, it was probably not nice water either. Not like the beach. It was probably like the Mississippi or something.
That's right.
The muddy stuff.
I'm not doing that. The muddy water. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Who talked Naaman into obeying Elijah's advice?
His servant, verse 13.
Yeah. They're like, come on now.
His servant convinced him.
Now, if he had told you to do something great, like turn a flip, you did.
Right. Yeah.
But he's going to give you some dip in this muddy water.
Right.
Right.
No. Okay. Number 5. Of what Naaman asked Elijah to forgive him?
This one? I don't know.
I guess for not being obedient. For being hesitant.
Yeah, to really doubting the prophets, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. When he went somewhere to one of them false gods and tried to, let me see what this verse is.
No, they sent the thing to the king first. Right.
Mm-hmm. Verse 18. Let me see. It's verse 18,
Yeah, I got in this thing the Lord pardoned thee. Yeah, that's what I got for the next number six.
Mm-hmm.
What did Elijah want from Naaman for healing him? And I thought he wanted him to go to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess it's the same thing. But he wanted him to go
to
the Lord.
16. You're right. It's 16. Of what did Naaman ask Elijah to forgive him? It's 16, I'm sorry. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, and he refused. 17, and Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant two mules, burden of the earth of earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifices unto other gods, but unto the Lord. Because, see, he was wanting to burn an offering to other gods. And then in 18 it says, in this thing the Lord pardoned thy servant, that when my master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, and the lean on his hand, and I bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. See, he was worshiping some other god.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he wasn't a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now he wasn't. If he don't,
now he is.
Now he is.
Mm-hmm.
What did Gehazi decide he would get from Naaman? See, now Gehazi is
greedy.
Righteous man, former girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was greedy, wanted to get the money and the clothes.
Get up.
Mm-hmm.
So Gehazi, in verse 21, Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, it's all well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all is well. My master hath sent me, saying, behold, even now there become to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garment. And Naaman said, be content, take two talents. And he urged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags, with two changes of garment, and laid them upon two of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elijah the prophet. See, that's when you know people don't think you can really see. He done went in before Elijah, and Elijah saying, nigga, you know I saw you. And said unto him, whence comest thou, Gehazi? Servant went nowhere with him. But he studied lying. And he said unto him, went not my heart
with my spirit with you?
With thee?
Mm-hmm.
When the man turned again from the chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money, and to receive garments, and olive yours, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maiden servants, the leprosy therefore of name shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence, a leper as white as snow. See?
Mm-hmm.
You can't
in the lion court.
Mm-hmm.
That's on God's hate list. You can't
yep.
keep on lying like you just want some money, just greed.
Yeah.
He messed around and picked up some he can't shake. And then he done got his whole the next generation and the next generation
yep.
and the next
mm-hmm.
generation.
Mm-hmm.
All of them white. So you know what people come from with that leprosy, you know, come from this man right here.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, it's going on down in generations.
Right.
That is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, like I said, God hates a liar. So that's part of God's, one of God's hate list. And that's why I be telling people, if you can help it, please don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
If you can help it. I'm not going to say we don't lie. I'm not going to say I don't can do. I'll do it besides lying. If it's, you know, if it's somebody's life or something like that, something, ain't nothing worthy of us telling a lie. It's just not. But we trying to save somebody's life or we trying to just get something done or whatever. But, honey, let me tell you something. God hates a liar. And that's why this man going to be white as snow the rest of his life and his generation after, the seed of him after and after. He said forever. That is something. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't have to do that. He running after the man. Running down to tell a lie.
To get
and
something.
He was wrong. And could have probably repented before he got back to Elijah. You better not come stand before me and ain't repented none. You can repent because Ahab did that in the last chapter. You know, when we was in 1 Kings, I think. Yeah. Because Jezebel, he told Jezebel the dog's going to eat. He told Ahab someone's going to get him too. Ahab went to tear his clothes off, roll it in the ashes, all that stuff. He said, Lord, I'm sorry. And God saw him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, he said, Elijah. He said, just because he repented, I'm going to spare his life. This man could have did the same thing. You're going to go stand in front of the prophet. Go ahead on. Mm-hmm. God said, yeah, tell him what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say with God, we serve a true and living God. And we serve a God that do not play. Telling you,
yeah.
He'll knock you off your whole block. You don't play. And he a loving God. But let me tell you something. His wrath is hard. When he hit hard, knock you down and pick you up, dust you off, go ahead on now. You got that punishment, that judgment, go right ahead on. So this was really a good. I mean, this is my part right here. I love all this because you get to remember this stuff. And when people, like the other night, the other day or something, this guy was telling me about something over in 1 Kings, and I could jump right in there. And over there was Saul. Who was that? They would say, who was that person that was prophesying and hadn't been, it wasn't a prophet. And I knew he was talking about Saul because Saul was with some more prophets. That's why I be telling people, if you full of the Holy Ghost, you can be around prophets with that prophetic gift and prophecy will come forth. That's how it did with Saul. When God first called Saul to be king, he was with a lot of other prophets, and they was prophesying. He started prophesying, and the people was saying, is King Saul a prophet? Is he a prophet? No. He was around that anointing, that prophetic anointing, and he started prophesying. And that's why I know that it happened to me years ago. Years ago, I was around a Prophet Rainwright and the other mother Nim. Uh-huh, and prophetic came forth then.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't never know how God and why God and when God allow things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I just want y'all to know this was something.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any questions?
We're, I was just going to say that we're, you may not like operate in the office of a prophet, but we're prophetic people just by nature of the Holy Spirit
yeah.
living in us. He may use us at any time to speak his word to somebody, you know, even
yeah.
though you may not, you know, walk in that office or, you know.
Yep. God told me one thing. He said, I use who I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I use it. You
know, he can use
what I want to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, I use who I want to use to get what I need. If he can use the enemy.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask y'all, and y'all think about this. Ain't got nothing to do with the lesson tonight. I was looking at TikTok or Instagram or something the other night, and this guy was saying that this little girl would pray every night for her family, and one night she started praying for Lucifer. She said, I'm praying that God forgive you because I know nobody else is praying for you. Ain't that something? Mm-hmm. She
wow.
looks like she's about
wow.
6 years old or seven.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and something that. Happened to the girl. Something happened where she needed something and say, Lucifer said, I'm going to help her because she is the only one that ever prayed for me. Or something like
wow.
that. I just couldn't believe. I was like, did the mama know she was doing this? Lord, have mercy. She had to have really God's heart.
Yep. Deep wisdom, spiritual insight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
who
would ever thought
to? Our enemies. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're supposed to pray for our enemies. And the Bible said God will use our enemies to bless us. I mean, so it's not,
that's right.
you know, out of the realm of the truth. You know,
yep.
but,
yeah. He did just
but
then.
We don't want to pray for our enemies. We don't want to pray for our enemies. You know,
I don't want to pray for him. I pray for somebody else. I want to pray for him. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't pray for some people. Hmm?
I said, that is something.
Mm-hmm. She said, I'm praying for you because I know ain't nobody else praying for you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Baby, you right.
I never even thought about praying.
No. Mm-mm. I just don't see. And she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was just something for me to think about. I thought about it all day, all night. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, if you think about it too, when you, if you think about it, you know, he is a creation of God, and I'm sure that God loves even those who rebel. So I'm sure he loves, you know, him and all the other angels and everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Because he made them beautiful.
We rebel or we turn our back, or yeah. So it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
it and if you go back to Job. The enemy still has access to God because he's able to ask God for permission to, you know, interject in our lives and do different things. So,
and he up there telling on us too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He's accusing us every day.
mm-hmm. Look
yeah.
at him.
Yeah. yeah.
Yep, and God,
yeah.
God, but God made him the beautiful angel.
Exactly.
And right now,
exactly.
still, he didn't make him ugly when he kicked him out. So he's still
no,
beautiful.
No, he is. And he's cunning and and slick.
But we ain't
going to
get him no glory.
That.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, no.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
No. And that's why we have to be very careful.
How he messed up our radio broadcast, and I shoot the prayer of the other morning. People was calling me, talking about every time you got ready to pray for me, man went out. It's about four people told me that.
Oh.
Trina told me, she said, when you got ready to pray for me, she said, I know it was the enemy. And you had something to tell me. As soon as you started praying for me, it blocked out my phone.
Yeah, we got it.
And when you finished praying for me, it came back on.
Yep.
Well,
we got to keep our eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I be saying for our kids. Because
he on his
aware.
Job, but we not on ours.
Yeah.
It's gonna get stronger. As the time go by, when these seasons and stuff change, he getting worse and worse because he know he only have a short time.
Exactly. He cutting up.
Yeah, he cutting up.
He's defeated.
Already. He know it.
Yep.
And that's that
he
day I was
to
trying
know
to
it.
Preach God's hit list, hate list. I don't know why I keep saying hit list. God's hate list. Honey, he showed it once out of here then. Had music playing everybody was trying to hear that. I had to come home and preach, and he still was acting up after I got home. Because the girl said she was trying to comment. He told her, no, you can't comment. They typed on there.
Yeah, I was trying to
comment.
Yeah, I couldn't type in there. Mm-mm. Yep, I tried to do the same thing.
It's crazy.
That's why I go out and come back in about
Mm-hmm.
I don't be trying to move. I might lose my space, but I be working. That Facebook gives you the blues.
Yeah, give you the blues. Well, we're going to get ready to close out. This was real good. We don't have a minor class on Thursday, but on Tuesday, we'll be right back with two chapters, 6 and 7. And then on Thursday, we'll do 8, 9, and 10 of next week. So, but we don't have anybody class the rest of the week, so we're going to get ready to close. Our Father, we just thank you for your word. Thank you for your understanding, God. Thank you for the revelation you've given us through your word, God. We just praise you tonight for all that you do for us, God. We just give you glory, God. We magnify your holy name on tonight. Father, I thank you for just answering our questions, the things that we had in our mind and heart to even wonder about, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, don't let us lie. Lord, don't let us lie. We don't want to lie. Lord, just block a lie from us, God. But I ask you now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice and their families. Cover their homes and vehicles, God. Every home and vehicle connected to them, God. Cover and bless. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be.
Amen.
By the grace of God, God, let me live in the heaven. I'll be on in the morning. I'll be ready to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'll be at work, so I'll be on. I probably can't comment much, but I'll be on.
All right, baby. Y'all have a good night here.
All right.
Good
y'all
night.
Have a wonderful
love you.
Night.
Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.